Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman again here this morning with the morning devotional. I greet you all here this morning. This is the day that we have set aside. One of our sons is getting married today, so I'll probably keep the devotional short here this morning. My thoughts continue to go to the wedding here that we're about to go, and also to see one of our sons getting married. We're looking forward to that. Our prayer for them is that they could spend their life in the presence of God. You know, to know God and to know about the love of God is very different than to feel and experience God and His love. There's a big difference there. And our desire for ourselves and for our son and his wife is that we can experience God and feel Him and His love in our lives. When I think of marriages, and when I think of a marriage, and I think of how it represents a marriage that functions like God really intended for a marriage to function, will give us a picture of how Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, and the bride, the church, function together. And when we see, when we're able to stop and see and recognize marriage, to really experience oneness in marriage, we need to be able to rejoice together, weep together, dream together, share together, pray our deepest prayers together, and to be able to laugh the laugh of marriage together. To have a marriage that is functioning the way a marriage should function is to have their hearts beating together with the heartbeat of God. When there's a marriage that is functioning like God intended for a marriage to function, that makes a safe home. It makes a safe place for children. And where there's a safe family, that makes a safer community. And where there's a safer community, there's a stronger nation. We do have our part to play. Many times we as Christians, we will say that our kingdom is not of this world. Our kingdom is of another. We have another kingdom. And the kingdom that we're in is out of this world. And I agree with all of that. However, here in this world, as far as our nation, we do have a responsibility. Because functioning and living life and living in the presence of God has a very real part in strengthening a nation. So I think I'll be closing here this morning, just encouraging us, first of all, to come into the presence of God. It's an awesome thing to come into the presence of God. It is awesome. It's an awesome privilege that we can come into His presence. When we come into His presence, we also come into His life. We also come into His light. We also come into His freedom that He moves and operates in. And this has all been possible because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has been willing to do, the passion and compassion that drove him to the cross, willing to sacrifice his life, willing to go through and conquer death, grave, and hell for our sakes, has made it possible for us to come into God's awesome presence and to dwell there. And as we come into his presence, I believe we should be praying for our marriage or the marriages around us, that our marriages could be strengthened, and yes, that more could function and experience marriage the way God intended for marriages to experience. May you all have a good day, and may the Lord bless you.